Czech painter Hinek Martínez has been living in London ever since he made a breakthrough there with his painting Zuzana in Paris Studio. The hyper-realistic portrait of Hinek's girlfriend won in 2007 the prestigious BP Young Artist Award. A native of the eastern Bohemian town of Broumov, Hinek Martínez will soon return to the Czech Republic. In October, the 32-year-old artist will be featured in an exhibition of contemporary British painting entitled Beyond Reality, along with Damien Hirst, Ben Johnson, Keith Tyson and other artists. I spoke to Hinek Martínez on the rooftop of his London studio and asked him what he was going to show to the audiences in Prague.
I'm going to represent firstly a project called Zuzana, which is about my girlfriend, and you know, I will be representing their four paintings, which each portrait will be capturing her in a different timing. So I think there will be maybe 6-7 years of the period when she was changing in her face. So that's what I'm going to represent there, and I think it's quite clear and focused, and I'm quite looking forward to see it in Rudolfino Gallery.
What do you find, I mean, obviously she's your girlfriend, but what do you find so fascinating about capturing her in different stages of her life? What are you trying to achieve?
Well, you know, I mean, if you look around, I think there is so much noise in every, you know, subject, topic, and lots of going on always in our lives. So when I was discovering this idea of doing some, you know, important project in my work, in my life, I just thought that I would like to bring something from our lives, from my life. And, you know, my girlfriend Zuzana, we are together for over 10 years, so we know each other quite well now. And I wanted to put this idea, you know, of knowing each other, which is very unique in a way. So I would like to put this idea to the art. And when I will die, I would like to have something which will be here forever. So that's why I choose Zuzana as a subject. And I guess that there will be some message when I will complete, you know, 20, 30 paintings of, you know, her portraits. So now it's quite early to say what will be the result. But what I'm looking for is to capture our lives, our living together and everything what is, you know, around.
How about the method of your trying to capture life through art? You're referred to as hyperrealist. Is that a correct label?
Well, you know, we can call it like that, but frankly for me it's not that important. I mean, I choose that sort of techniques to capture her, how she looks like through the technical pictures, which is like photography. And for me it's quite important to have in my project also the quality of craft. So that's why, you know, well, I mean, it looks like hyperrealism, but I think there is a quite, you know, close links to the Renaissance, where, you know, the Renaissance masters, painters, you know, they were creating paintings with such a, you know, high craft in it as well. So I think this is the language, the hyperrealism, and the portrait, what I'm doing now, is the language of our time as well. So it's a difficult to answer for this.
Seems or looks technologically very demanding. Did the Prague Academy of Fine Arts, did it give you a good base for this kind of work?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, there was a, you know, long educational system, like for 6 years, so it was, for me, too long. But I think I discovered the techniques which I'm using now a year after I graduated in Academy of Fine Art in Prague. So, but of course, I mean, what I learned in Prague was very important, but I think what was maybe more important in my skills and, you know, education was the first private teacher, which I got him, he teach me in, I think, like early 90s. So it was, you know, he was the private one. So and I think he was more, you know, educating me in the paintings, in the fine art and like that. So and it was really focused. So, I mean, we could speak about lots of stuff, you know, what I can make through the art and so on. So I think when I came to the academy, it was more about competition and lots of things were going around, so you can't focus really much because we were always disturbed by some others' ideas, and which is important, but I think for me it's much better if I can be somewhere alone and, you know, just focus on my work. So I was very happy when I left academia, actually, and then to went to other places.
Why did you choose to leave the Czech Republic and live first in Paris and now for many years in London?
Well, because, you know, I graduated in 2005, and before that I was traveling quite a lot, so I discovered the world outside of Czech Republic, and I always was fascinated, you know, by different cultures, and so I just felt that when I was in Prague that the atmosphere was too heavy, especially the art world, so it was just sort of quite small, and everyone were, you know, pushing each other, and it was more about talking, not about working very much. So I thought that it would be quite amazing to try, you know, to set up the studio somewhere outside of the Czech Republic and to meet other artists and to get new visions and new atmosphere. Because I think it's quite amazing when you travel a lot, then you realize that each country can give you some different energy, you know, you will learn such a different things around you. And also you teach yourself, you learn yourself as well at the same time. So I was, and I'm still very, you know, open to those things. And when I went in Prague, I went there like for 10 years. And for me, it was quite enough. So I just felt I need to move on and just to do different stuff. And now I'm really happy still be, you know, somewhere else, because I'm always looking for a good spiritual energy in the place where I'm working. So, I mean, maybe in one day I might find this in Prague again, or somewhere in the countryside in Czech Republic. But it's, I mean, the time is still not now.
You made a big breakthrough here when you were shortlisted for the BP Portrait Award with one of the paintings from the series about Zuzana. But before you were recognized as such, was it difficult to make a living here in London as a Czech artist?
Well, you know, I think I was really lucky at the beginning, you know, because at that time when I painted Zuzka and when I got, you know, that award, it was, well, we based in Paris at that time, so I had no any idea about how London should be for living and something like that. So the life in Paris was okay. I could make some, you know, money through selling my paintings in London, actually. I had a gallery at that time in London. But it was quite a funny story, because when I came here just for 1 week to see the exhibition at the beginning at the National Portrait Gallery, I met one, you know, English guy, and we were chatting, and he was asking me if I could, you know, live in London, if I would like to stay here, and I said to him, well, I would love to, but it's a, you know, expensive city, so I couldn't make it. And he said, well, I know one guy who could help you, and he introduced me to that guy a day after, and that guy, you know, which we've met, he was just like, if you are looking for living, I can, you know, offer you one big, you know, room, and you can stay there for, I think, like for a half a year for free. I said, like, wow, you know, I mean, this is something, you know, this is a great opportunity to come to London again and to start to build up some, you know, career. So after 3-4 months, I was able to set up my new studio, and, you know, I met other people, so because there was a big attention, I got some commissions, so I could start really good living. Also, what was very important, I think, that we came here like in 2007, so that was the top, the very top of the best economy, or I don't know how to call it, but I mean, lots of money were around, and so many people were interested in art, and they were spending lots of money in art. I think that moment I was quite missing in Paris, you know, that sort of some big wave, because I think that in Paris it's even harder to survive as an artist. Because I think in London is still very open, it's very international, so everyone can get opportunity here, so it's not that selective as in Paris was it. And so I mean, this was quite important, and I'm really glad that I made this decision and came to London, because it's great, you know. It's a good place to be here as an artist.
We're speaking on the rooftop of your studio in Brixton. Why did you pick Brixton as your base?
Well, I chose Brixton because it has such an amazing history, and it's a black community, so which is something where I never was involved, so I was quite keen to understand more to this community. Firstly, it's very lively, even it's a quite small space, but it's like a village in London, so you can meet your friends on the streets, so it's very familiar. And I think in the future, if lots of money will come here, I think this area will change in maybe the next 5-10 years. So I just would like to see this small village, like how it's original, how it looks like, how it has a taste now, not like when the money will be too much involved here and will make on the high street lots of expensive shops. And so I love it here, and I have a good studio, good friends around, and it's such a good place, I think. Creative place. And what is interesting also that I think just 5 minutes away from this place, there was a place where the YBA started in the early 90s. So, I mean, Damien Hirst had the studio nearby, and he got all the main ideas in this area, Brixton, so which I think is quite interesting.
Hinek Martinets talking to Jan Richter.